Sean Gibbons, manager of the Blue Jays, joins us. What would your Twitter handle be?
I've never get involved with that. Why would I need one?
What would you think?
Think of all the positive reinforcement fans would have for you if you were on Twitter. Think of all the nice things they would say to you nightly. You're missing out on so much positivity.
You know, that just might be the case.
You know what? We might actually get people to write in with suggestions for John Gibbons' Twitter handle.
That's not a bad idea.
There you go. Okay.
Sure, they'd all be clean and PG. So I'm sorry I had to return today. I know that you and Greg Zahn had a bit of a bromance going on during the last Baseball Central interview. So I apologize for coming back and spoiling that, but I'm happy to be reunited with you. I'm glad that we have a chance to converse again. So,
yeah, Derek, I'm glad you're here.
Well, you almost sound like you mean it.
I do.
Actually, no, you don't. But that's okay. Go ahead. You got you have a question for Mr. Gibbons.
I do. You know, Gibby, when I was here, there was always talk about... Now, I played in the bullpen with some of the remnants of some arms that had played under you, and they loved the way you handled the bullpen. And then Cito came in, and Cito had kind of a... We all felt he hated us. He just hated pitchers as a species altogether. But you seem to have a real knack for handling the bullpen, and is there any science that you like to refer to when it comes down to how you get your arms out there?
Well, Dirk, you know, first, I mean, you have to have talent down there, and there's no question since I've been here in this first round and this time, you know, we've had some pretty good arms down there and some depth. I mean, you know, without that, you're just basically flipping coins, and I mean, you're gonna have trouble. Unless your starting pitching is so good, you're going to run into trouble. So that if from that end of it, I was definitely very fortunate. But I think what you need is you need some balance out there, no question about it. You know, I mean, you need some. It's key to have a couple lefties that are tough on, you know, left-handed hitters. I mean, usually your best hitters in baseball are your good left-handed hitters. I mean, so you need some guys that can kind of equalize that, and even left-handers that can get some righties out, and then. You know, that closer, I mean, you can't win without one. You know, I know that you've seen teams try to closer by committee, this and that, but that makes it real tough. And maybe it's possible, but you got to have to go-to guy in the ninth inning that you believe in. And then you just kind of work back from there. And, you know, then, of course, makes a huge difference, like we said earlier, with the starting rotation. I mean, they got to throw enough innings to keep those guys fresh down there. So when they are called upon, you know, they're ready to go instead of beat up. So, but I have definitely been fortunate here that, you know, the GMs have put together some pretty good bullpens.
Well, you'd said balance, and I agree with you. You have to get your arms out there in a balanced way. But, you know, you'll see managers that even though they have a full complement of arms in the bullpen, they only really like to bring out a couple of them. And maybe that's because they don't trust other guys. And I do agree that there's a lot of talent in this Blue Jays pen. Do you feel that, I mean, you get your guys out there in a relatively balanced way. I mean, it's not the same guy every night unless it's dictated by the situation. Do you feel that that's because there's some arms down there that you have to kind of pitch around because of health, so it forces you to be a little bit more balanced? Or is that just naturally how you approach it? You know, you like to get everybody out there, get everyone some experience, and then hopefully that pays out as the season goes?
Well, Dirk, I like to use them all because, I mean, I think you have to use them all. You know, over the course of, you know, 162 games, I mean, if you just beat up certain ones, I mean, they're not going to last. And now, you know, the crucial part of the year or late in the season, if you're in it, you know, those guys are going to be wiped out. That's generally why a lot of times you see, you know, with relievers, it's like every other year that they're good, you know, because they one year they're really good, they get used so much. And next, the following year, it catches up with them, and then they kind of regroup and they bounce back that following year. So, but it's almost, you know, I don't know, maybe it's like a little, you know, like a little puzzle, you know, you just kind of try to piece it together, but you got to make sure you use them all. And, you know, I mean, there may be times, you know, where there's guys that you don't have confidence in, whether it's the way they're pitching or, you know, maybe they're called up for a different reason. And you might stay away from those guys, not intentionally, but there's definitely spots for those guys as well. But I think you have to keep them all active, keep them all sharp. You know, we've been through some stretches this year where they've been used a lot, and then and you flip it around, there's been some long layoffs. So we got to make sure we get those guys in those games as well to keep them pitching. You know, you can sit too long out there as well. So I don't know. It just kind of, you know, it's hard to say how you do it. You definitely have your go-to guys. We're fortunate this year to have a number of those guys we can do that with.
The Blue Jays are going for their ninth consecutive win tonight against the Baltimore Orioles at the Rogers.
Good, Jeff. That sounds real good.
Yeah, it does. You know, I probably jinxed you too, by the way.
Probably.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, what's the difference between this bullpen and the, you know, the real good bullpens you had before in your first go around here?
Probably a little more power, you know, a little more power, strikeout ability. You know, other than the closer role, you know, he flipped,
sure,
you know, Jansen and B.J. Ryan. You know, B.J. was, you know, he could get that strikeout. Casey's more of a contact guy. But if you work your way back, you know, of course, you had Spire, Schoenweiss, you know, down to Carlson. I mean, those guys could get a strikeout, but they were, you know, they were also contact guys. Where now, you know, you look at Delabar and Cecil and those guys, and more, I'd say a little bit more power in Wagner. And then, Oliver's kind of, he looks a lot like those guys of old back here, you know. But they're all,
he is those
he
guys
is,
of
he
old.
He is that guy of old, yeah.
If he put you on those teams back then, he might have been. We just don't remember him so long ago.
Gibby, you've managed.
You know what? I mean, it's very valuable to have the strikeout guys because, you know, late in the games and, you know, when contact's your enemy, you want the guy out there that, you know, he can get that strikeout still, mm-hmm, put the ball in play.
Sure. Gibby, you've managed R.A. Dickey now for 3 months. What have you learned about managing a knuckleball pitcher?
Oh, gosh. That's a tough question. I mean, you really never know what to expect, I guess you could say. And you know, he's done a pretty solid job for us. You know, he's not satisfied with where he's at. I know the big thing too is, you know, the velocity's down a little bit on that pitch, and you know, he says that makes a big difference for him. But you know, he gives us a good effort every time he's out there, and normally he's keeping us in the game. But as far as what I've learned about it, I mean, it's you know, you got to look at him, I think, differently. You know, he can go out there one inning and give up a few runs, and it looks like he's off and he doesn't have it that night. Or you can turn around and bounce back those next few innings when the knuckleball starts dancing and it's doing the things he wants it to do. So you really can't look at him like a conventional pitcher, because those other guys, you know, when they have those tough innings, sometimes, you know what, it's not their night, or the ball's up, or you know, there's no break on their breaking balls and things like that. So those kind of things jump out at you. With a knuckleball, it's kind of hit or miss, inning from inning. You know, one inning it might be on, you know, the next inning it may not. That can be from hitter to hitter as well.
John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central. John, we've seen Ricky Romero's numbers in AAA. Obviously, they're getting a lot better. The lines from his games are getting a lot better. What are you hearing from people in the organization about the difference in Ricky Romero from now to a couple of weeks ago? And I know this is unfair, but I'm going to ask it. At what point do you think Ricky Romero positions himself to getting back on the major league roster?
Well, Jeff, I talked to Marty Brown earlier today, because Jose's going down there to play tonight, Reyes. And he was even talking about, you know, Ricky had said his last outing, he looked like a different guy. You know, he basically went out to the mound. It was just cutting it loose, you know, attacking the hitters. You know, it looked like there wasn't a whole lot of thinking going on, worrying about mechanics, that kind of thing. Of course, I think we talked last week or the week before, you know, about how Ricky was just going to, you know, was just kind of toss that aside and just, you know, go back to his old approach. So apparently that's working. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we got to see some consistency out of him. We got to, you know, who knows what the day when he'll be ready to come back. You know, because we want to see him, you know, he's got to do it over and over, and we feel good that, you know, he's ready to come back and perform here, and he's got to feel the same way. So, but there's no question, you know, the way things have gone this year with some of the injuries in the rotation, you know, hopefully we don't have many more of those, but he still could play a vital part of this thing before it's all said and done.
Well, Reyes is down there too right now, and I guess reports are saying that Jose Reyes should be back or close to back around this Monday. With Jose Reyes back in the lineup, what happens to Melky Cabrera?
Good question. Good question. We do know, though, that Jose will be leading off. That we can guarantee you. You know, we've been talking a little bit about it, what we should do. Should we move Melky back in that two slot and just kind of bump everybody back? Or you know, we could also, you know, could slot him in behind maybe Lynn in the fifth spot, sixth spot, somewhere back then, and just, you know, leave Batista and Encarnacion in the 2-3 hole. And to be honest with you, I kind of like the way that looks. So that may be the way we're going. But, you know, we really haven't settled anything yet. But it'll sure be good to get him back. I mean, and he's not too far off. So at the end of this weekend, we'll kind of, you know, sit back and reevaluate and see where he is and see if he's ready to come help us or what. But it shouldn't be too much longer.
John, before I let you go, Shai Davidi has a piece up on sportsnet.ca about Colby Rasmus. It's been getting a lot of attention. Really, I think the most in-depth conversation anybody's had with Colby, and Colby talking about how, you know, Chad Mottola, hitting coach, has given him a plan now. And just and it basically Colby saying that, you know, look, I had so much pressure on me from the time I was a young age. I mean, since I was 10 years old, I've been drinking protein shakes and, you know, and doing all these weight sleds and everything. You get the sense that this is a guy who is finally starting to figure something out about himself. What have you seen in Colby?
Go ahead, Ed.
No, I was just going to say, I know we talked about Colby at the start of the year, and you didn't know a great deal about him, but what are you seeing from him now that explains this change or just the fact that Colby seems to be a much more, I don't know if you'd call him consistent. He seems to be more of a contributor right now, I guess is the way I'd put it.
Yeah, you know, and for the most part, I mean, especially early on, he was very streaky, but you know what? He's, it almost seems like he feels like he fits in more. You know, I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, you talk to him about it, you know, his past and what he's been through at this level, and the other people talk about it, and you know how he's, mm-hmm. he was nonstop. If something didn't go right, he would beat himself up and, you know, go into the cage or wherever and just, you know, work over and over and over. And, you know, sometimes that's good, but sometimes that can also work against you. And I see him this year as, you know, since I've got to know him, you know, I didn't know him at all before, you know, I got the job. You know, he seems a little more relaxed, content in who he is, you know, and in enjoying the game. And I've talked to him a number of times. I said, listen, you know, you get so many shots in this business, even with a great career, you know, it doesn't last long anyway. So enjoy it, you know, and enjoy the game. You know, you're not going to be good every night you go out there. I mean, that's impossible. But try to find some enjoyment out of it in your career. I mean, you're at the top of the game, and in a game you always wanted to excel at. Now, enjoy it, even if there's going to be times it goes bad. So I see him in a good frame of mind. You know, early on, there was times I think you could see him impressing, and when things didn't go right, you could just see it eating him up inside. Now I see a little different guy. You know, success will definitely always help that along. But, you know, he's got a great relationship with Mottola. You know, they work well together. And I just really see him fitting in on with the team and his teammates like him and probably a little more outgoing in these last month or so than he was early on. And you know, that's from a guy, you know, I didn't know him before this year, but I definitely noticed some changes in that direction.